What house has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975? Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Welcome back, a Monday edition of Sports Nightly here on the Huskers Radio Network. I'm Josh Hilkeman. Tonight is a best of show, and in the first two segments, we listen to the new voice of the Huskers, Kyle Crooks, in an interview from last week. That same night, Jessica also caught up with national play-by-play man Ian Eagle. The veteran broadcaster is one of Kyle's mentors, so Jess began the conversation by asking Ian how excited he was to hear that Kyle was officially named the voice of the Huskers.
It's amazing. Really amazing. So happy for him. So happy for Huskers Nation. This is one of those people that did things the right way, that had a dream of wanting to be a broadcaster and just kept working at it every year, polishing his craft, getting better, improving, going outside the comfort zone, and getting to a place where he was now being considered for big-time positions. And I just think it's so mutually beneficial. Kyle going into this incredible situation and Nebraska getting a young, vibrant, exciting voice to carry the next generation. It's amazing. And for someone in my position that knew Kyle since he was young, since he was in his teens, he attended a sports broadcasting camp that I did many years ago, to watch this evolution and him come to this place in life, I just know how much it means to him, means to his family, and it really is incredible. It's a tremendous story.
You said it once you talked to him, and we had him on earlier, but this is someone that is not afraid to work and has put in the work to earn this moment here today.
Yeah, I think with broadcasting, it's always a really interesting concept because there's no regimented way in how to do this. You could talk to 100 different broadcasters. You would literally get 100 different stories as to how they got to where they might be. And most stories are not alike. It can be circuitous. It can be sometimes by happenstance. But the one part of the equation that I know for a fact, because I've lived it and I've seen it, is the work quotient. Are you someone willing to put in the time? Do you have the mentality that it requires to be great at this, to commit yourself to being the best? And that's, to me, a non-negotiable when it comes to this job. So I know Kyle. I know what he's all about. I know what he's made of. I know that this will matter to him, and he'll do everything that is humanly possible to do justice to this position, one that comes with incredible history and responsibility. This is not one of those situations where you get the job and you exhale. If anything, it's the opposite. You get the job, and now you want to work even harder to make those who put you in the position look good. And then for all the student athletes that participate, you want to do right by them. And to me, that's what this job has always been about. You want to represent yourself well, but you also want to represent the company that you're working for well.
Absolutely. In terms of calling a great game and how he's going to sound and the pictures he's going to paint and just the qualities of a great play-by-play broadcaster, what are some of those qualities that you've been able to see and hear in Kyle?
Well, he's a student of this, and ultimately, you're never a finished product in this business. You could bank thousands of games, and there's always something to learn. There's always something to improve. There's always a better way to do what you've been doing, a more efficient way. So that starts with your preparation, immersing yourself in the program. That's the first thing that's going to happen for Kyle. He's going to see that this job requires you to be an extension of what you're covering, in this case, the football team, and being a conduit to everybody that loves and is passionate about Nebraska football. You're a part of the connective tissue in helping to tell the stories and helping to share that passion from not just during football season, but 365 days a year. This is not just a part of the year setup. This is all year. This is 24/7. What Kyle will bring to the table, and I know this, is excitement, and he really does care about doing this job correctly. So on radio, what's the job? To paint the word picture, to illuminate what's happening on the field so that the listener, someone in their car, someone on their back porch, someone that might just bring the radio with them to the game because they want to follow along, that they are enjoying an enhanced part of the experience. And that's part of being a sports fan. You want to live and die with your team, and everything that happens over the course of the game is a part of that overall experience. And the play-by-play announcer plays such a big role. The sounds, the words you choose, your voice inflection, the spirit in which you bring in doing your job. I just know that he's been waiting for this opportunity, and he's just not going to take it for granted.
Oh, that's great stuff. Visiting with Ian Eagle, longtime play-by-play broadcaster for CBS Sports. I know you've been a reference for him, and you don't have to obviously tell me exactly word for word, but when you got the call from Troy Dannon, you know, just wanting your perspective on Kyle, was there anything else you told him to make, I guess, continue to sell Kyle on that he's ready for this role?
Well, I was just very honest. So it's not that hard to sell when you're speaking from the heart. Kyle's a really good person, and ultimately that matters a great deal. There is a humanity to this job. I've learned through the years, having done play-by-play for 30-plus years, it's not just what you do on the air, it's who you are off the air and how you treat people, how you are connecting with others, and that includes your audience as well. That's something that is subconscious in many ways, because with people that are listening on a week in, week out basis, or in the case, Jessica, what you do and what the network does on a daily basis with the talk show, it's a community. And ultimately, you can't fake that. It's who you are. And people can pick up on it. If you're putting good in the world, if you bring a positive attitude, that is something that rubs off on those that are around you, and then certainly with audience members that can figure it out, that this is someone that they would want to sit down with and have a conversation or hang out with or have a beer with, whatever it might be. That's real. That's not just something you say to try to get a job. That's a true and very much human quality that matters. And I think ultimately that's a big part of this. When you take on the responsibility of being the voice of a program, it far exceeds just calling the games for 3.5 hours on a given Saturday. There's so much more to it.
That's the first half of a conversation with Ian Eagle from last week on Sports Nightly. We'll hear the second part of the interview right after this.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.